Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we said earlier, kind of feels as though that's inevitable for them, the way this offense is inconsistent and beleaguered with injuries. But here to talk about the loss last night, because we'll microscope it. Series, obviously, they could still win. And then the final couple weeks of the regular season with our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, longtime voice of the Orioles. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back, as we do every Wednesday, Jim Hunter. Jim, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I finally cooled off.
Oh, yeah. I think I lost 4 pounds yesterday at Pickles Pub, and I'm going to drop 4 more today when we get down there getting ready for this series finale. But, hey, we're not whining. We're getting paid to talk about baseball, and I got to drink 2 free beers. Not really. But anyway, the game last night. They get no hit through 6 innings, then the uprising, 3 straight home runs, take the lead, and then that small ball fundamental flaw thing kind of got them, and we can start nitpicking what loss stung more than the last. I mean, we were talking earlier about the finale in the Yankees when they only scored 2 runs, could have been 3-0, blah, 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 blowing an 8-run lead, getting clobbered on Easter, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately last night for them, what proved to be the undoing, which looked to be one of the more dramatic wins of the season, became yet another in a long, frustrating line of tough L's here.
Well, I think the difference in the game was when Gregory Soto came on and he's protecting a 1-run lead and he walks the leadoff hitter Haggerty, who, by the way, is a stolen base guy. And not only does he steal 2 bases off Haggerty or off Soto, Soto doesn't even look at him. I mean, when he stole third base, he had about a five-length start to stealing third base. And to me, that's coaching. I mean, what is the pitching coach doing? You know, he's got to tell Soto, look, you have to look at the base runner. They're taking advantage of you. And we know how much Texas loves to steal bases. But he walks the leadoff hitter, Haggerty. He then steals 2 bases. And then Jonah Heim hits a sac fly, and the game is tied. You know, he didn't give up a hit. But you got to pay attention when you are playing a team that loves to steal bases. And again, to me, that's coaching. I mean, somebody's got to pull this guy aside and say, look, you have to respect the base runners. You have to look at them and pay attention to them. He didn't even look at Haggerty.
Now, the Orioles are in another rubber game tonight. And you know, the series sweeps have been few and far between. The long winning streaks, they had the 6-gamer couple weeks back that gave us some hope. And I mean, all's not done yet, but you know, it's dire. Let's keep it real. Why the struggles, Jim, closing out series here in 2025?
Well, I think it's a combination. You know, you mentioned the 3 consecutive home runs last night. They only had 4 hits in the game, and they all came in that one inning. When Laureano broke up the no-hitter in the 7th, with a base hit, and then the 3 consecutive home runs by Sanchez, Arias, and O'Hearn. I think the inconsistency of this team is why they're having trouble closing out series and why they're having trouble winning series.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us via Haney 105.7, the Fan, Orioles and Rangers series finale. Jacob DeGrom for Texas, 7-2. Taking on Brandon Young, pardon me, just coming back from Norfolk after a stint on the IL there. So as we look for positives that could maybe carry us over to above 500 record down the stretch, Steve Molesky likes to talk about these big 20-game slices. And they are, what, 18-11 since the second game at Fenway Park way back when Trevor Rogers made that sterling effort here. But with the injuries, the inconsistencies that we talk about, what's that fine line they're teetering, whether they're either going to really move in to wild card contention or the bottom's just going to fall out for them?
Well, the thing they got to do, Bob, is they have to start winning series. And you made a very good point a moment ago. You know, Jacob DeGrom is pitching very well. This is not a good matchup for the Orioles tonight, especially with the way their hitters have been so inconsistent. I mean, four hits total last night. But in order to chip away, they're what, 11 games below 500 again. And in order to chip into that, they have to win series. You got to win your two out of three and move on to the next series. And they unfortunately haven't been able to do that. I mean, they haven't won a series since they swept the Angels in the three games June 13th through the 15th. So that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, They lost the series in New York, and they're on the verge of losing the series here against Texas. Jacob DeGrom is a very good pitcher, and he is healthy. And, you know, this is not a good matchup for them tonight with Brandon Young making his third start of the year for the Orioles.
Hey, Jim, you know what? The things that bothered me a little bit last night, you kind of talked a little bit about something, but Haggerty, you know, he walks, and then he gets two stolen bases, and then they get a sac fly. I mean, they don't even get a hit, you know, and they get a run. Then the Orioles get their guy over to third with one out, and they strike out. The only thing that can happen, you know, I mean, to me, that's kind of, you know, the little thing. Just get the ball in play, and we're going to inning 11, you know, and then a catcher. Put the tag. If that's Rutschman, that's an easy out because the throw beat him. You know, just those, like you were the little things are what's killing them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I agree with you, Vinny. And the thing about Sanchez, he had a horrible night defensively. I mean, you have to be able to block balls that bounce in the dirt to prevent a base runner from advancing. And he had a horrible night. And, you know, maybe the throw was a little bit from Jackson up the first base line, but you still have to be able to be in position to make the tag. And he wasn't in position to make the tag. I realize the initial call was out, but it was easily overruled because the base runner clearly had his hand in there. So I think defensively they had a rough night last night overall. And that's how you keep yourself in a game and give yourself a chance to win a game. I'm wondering why they fell out of disfavor with James McCann, because I realize Sanchez hit the three-run home run last night, but James McCann was a leader in the clubhouse. He was stellar defensively, and Sanchez, by reputation, is not a very good defensive catcher.
They had McCann sign a major league deal with Arizona, too, not a minor league deal. Anyways, Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, our colleague, longtime voice of the Orioles. By the way, Gary Sanchez does have a home run in his career off of Jacob DeGrom. Birds, by the way, 3-9 in rubber games here in 2025. Jim, appreciate the time. Thanks, jump Jim. In that pool. Get some swimming in there. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday and get in some BBT fun as well.
All right, I'm back on Monday.
You got it, brother. Here's Jim Hunter, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about that quarterback pecking order by division. Get his thoughts on that one. And the American League East report, talk about the games last night. A couple of walk-off L's for teams in the American League. I mean, the Orioles, we got into that one multiple times. And we'll look at today's schedule and the updated standing. Spoiler alert, Orioles lost a game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.